Meeting rising costs without asking taxpayers to pony up is becoming more and more difficult in a struggling economy, and issues concerning transportation are no exception. In their first meeting since June, the Hart Board of Directors increased the maximum transportation millage rate to 0.5 mils, or 50 cents for every $1,000 of assessed property value. The current rate is just under 0.47 mils. The new rate will be determined in September after two public hearings. Chief Operating Officer Catherine Egan said the increase is necessary to continue vital services.
We've built the budget to allow for attrition on the bargaining side. So when we go forward in reducing our service on the street, we're not laying off operators or mechanics. If we had to cover a $1.8 million shortfall, we would be laying off operators, mechanics, supervisory staff, and administrative staff again. So we'd be back to the situation of talking about removing service in the evenings and removing the weekend service and leaving South County, for instance, with very little coverage and no paratransit access. So pretty broad sense for service changes.
If the maximum is approved, it will represent an average annual increase of 41 cents per year per household. Hillsborough County Commissioner Mark Sharp came to the meeting expecting to vote against the measure, but changed his mind after considering the alternative.
My concern, though, is that this reduction, if we were to go forward with this reduction, we would be entering into a death spiral. It would be one where we would be fulfilling a prophecy, which is we would eliminate services. People who desperately need the service and are already seeing other reductions would not be able to have the bus, and the bus is what's getting people to work. And the only way we're going to get us out of this mess is increasing GDP, and GDP requires transportation. It's all linked together.
Commissioner Sandra Merman held her ground, though. She said a vote approving any increase would contradict her decision in last week's county commission meeting to decrease millage rates. She was the only dissenting vote.
I was in line this weekend at a department store, and lady in front of me buying school supplies, and she didn't have enough money to pay for all of them. I don't know if she owns a home, but if she did, I couldn't look her in the eye and ask her to pay for any, even if it's a penny or whatever it is. So I'm just not going to be able to support the increase. I know you've worked hard, and I commend you on the work you've done, but I do think we've probably have to dig a little deeper.
The Board of Directors also addressed what will be the next steps in the collective bargaining process affecting 580 Hart employees, almost all of which are bus drivers. Negotiations began with six issues on the table. General Counselor Charles Fletcher said so far agreements have been made on half of those, with issues pertaining to wages and benefits still remaining.
The typical resolution is for the board to accept one side or the other. You have discretion within that regard to split the baby, so to speak, in between those if you so chose. But you are very clearly restricted to just those three articles. You cannot go beyond those three articles, and you can only impose whatever your resolution is for the pending contract year, which in this case is October 1, 2010, through September 30, 2011. So that is the limit of your authority in this context, is that 1 year period within those three articles. Everything else in the contracts have already been resolved by management and the union representatives. At some point, the contracts will go to their board, your board for approval, and to the union for ratification, but that is a separate process.
The board also approved a measure that will end nights and weekend service for the in-town trolley green route in downtown Tampa. The change takes effect in November and will allow for Purple Line services to continue during morning and afternoon commutes. Board members also voted to discuss major changes to the transit development plan at an August 22nd special board meeting. The TDP focuses on high quality and expanded bus service, as well as enhanced transit options. For WMNF News, I'm Janelle Irwin in Tampa.